A Family Man's Tale by Tranquil Tavin, read by Sam Gabriel. Chapter 1. How They Met. Vernon truly loved Petunia. However, she made her hatred of the Potters clear, a family he had no issues with, and sometimes her vitriol was tiring for him. But she forgot any lingering bitterness for a few short months when his pride and joy, Dudley, arrived. Then along came that fateful night, one which tore a family apart, but brought a welcome addition to the family he already loved.
Ah!
Shooting faster out of bed than ever before, Vernon rushed down the stairs, huffing and puffing with effort and skidding to the front door.
Petunia!
Vernon shouted, his reddened face paling with the possibilities that rushed through his mind. Shakily, she took a step back, one bony, wavering finger pointing at a cloth bundle on their doorstep.
"It's him!"
"Who?" he questioned, finally noticing the source of her fear beside their bottle of delivered milk.
"Potter!"
Petunia spat, looking at the bundle with disgust.
"Haven't seen their spawn in months, but I'd recognize him anywhere."
"Harry? But what was he doing here?" Noticing a letter tucked into the bundle, Vernon took it, handing it over to Petunia.
"He can't be here without good reason. See what that letter says."
Gingerly accepting it and scanning the contents, he turned back to the matter at hand, bending over and carefully picking up the swaddled child, holding him in the same learned position as with his son. Somehow Harry hadn't woken up from Petunia's scream, but what did gently jostle him was the warmth of human comfort. Looking down into his nephew's face, he realized that, shamefully, this was the first time that he'd properly met him. With a shock of jet-black hair sticking up in every direction, Vernon ignored his instinct to smooth it flat. But once Harry opened his eyes, everything else seemed to fade. Thrown back to his son's birth, Vernon had never seen such a vivid green. They were like lilies, but brighter, innocent. For a moment, Vernon forgot everything he'd heard Petunia say. His heart beating anew, it swelled with affection for the baby nestled in his arms. They'd only just met, yet the desire to protect Harry from harm rose within him.
"They're dead."
With Petunia's emotionless utterance, Vernon was quickly pulled from the trance he'd fallen into.
"Lily and James?"
he asked for clarification, despite knowing the answer in his heart.
"Yes,"
she replied, her eyes glinting coolly.
"Dumbledore dumped him on our doorstep, asking us to raise Potter. The nerve! If I knew how to contact him without magic," she sneered, "I would. But I'm not having it. I'll ring the orphanages and one of them can have him."
Why on earth would the old fool leave a child outside? Anything could have happened, not to mention how cold it was. Then Petunia's words sank in, and thoughtlessly he protested,
"But Petunia, dear, wouldn't it be better to look after him ourselves?"
"Vernon!"
Petunia screeched, quietening some with her husband's hasty hand gesture.
"I know you don't want him, but what if Dumbledore and his magical friends visit? If they found out we gave him away, they might curse us."
Petunia blanched.
"Yes, I'll bet they would. Especially that disgusting Snape. And the protection."
Silently mulling over this information, she handed the letter to Vernon.
"Very well, we'll keep him. Dispose of this."
As she hurried back inside with the milk, Vernon stood there for a moment. It was now, more than ever, that he realized just how deep his wife's hatred ran. Scanning the letter's contents, Vernon vowed to do right by Lily and James as best he could. Surely after spending time with Harry, Petunia would warm to him. Regardless, he promised to himself he'd treat his nephew no different from Dudley.